This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the first weekend of the school year.
I'm glad I don't have to worry about that.
You don't yet.
Well, okay, yeah.
A few years you will.
A few years. That's a little scary.
Yeah, well, he'll have to... Will he be walking to school?
It wouldn't be that far of a walk, really. Just kind of up the hill.
Well, he could be walking to school. Because he's walking now.
Almost, yeah. He actually took three steps just this last week here, and then... On what was it, last Sunday he took two, and then a couple days later he took three, so he's steadily increasing.
Wyatt the miracle baby now taking his first steps.
I know, 8 months, jeez, slow down.
Once he starts walking, you know what that means. Your life is over as you knew it. Everything
it's
changes.
All right, I mean, he just grabs a toy, like not even a walking type toy, like a little table we have for him to play on, and he'll just push that on our wood floors all over the dining room, or, you know, not dining room, living room, and...
He doesn't care.
Nope. He's pretty good, though. If he gets stuck, he knows to turn it around, and it's good. Great.
Getting smarter. Yeah. Cognitive thinking already starting.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for you.
For me.
For you to say that, yeah, it's
easy.
I get
to listen to the stories.
Yeah.
You got to live it. Oh, it'll be fun. You'll have a good time with it. It's always fun to see that growth spurt going on like that and see him start to discover things and learn things. Wait till he starts to talk.
He just kind of does babbling right now.
Now, you better hope he takes after Mike.
Why?
Otherwise, it'll never be quiet in
your house. Easy.
Oh, boy.
That's just no fun.
Yeah, he's got a few years before school yet, but some kids don't. A lot of the students around the area already back to school. Kind of exciting time for the parents.
For the parents, finally get their break again.
Yeah, not so much for the kids. Yeah, that's right. Finally get their chance to relax and stuff. It's always interesting. I ran into a couple of teachers. They'll remain nameless, by the way. Ran into a couple of teachers at the grocery store this past Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday was the first day of school here in Atlantic. Wow, their moods weren't good.
Rough first day.
Yeah.
How
are things? Oh, don't even ask. It was a tough day. It's just work.
It's your first day back to work. Come on.
This is your chosen profession. Come on. You spent all those years in school wanting to be a teacher, and then you got your degree, and you got out, and you were all excited because you got started, and now the first day of school, it's like, don't ask.
They're not a first-year teacher then, huh?
That's right. The thrill is gone.
Yeah.
Well, I know. It's always a culture shock a little bit to your
system. No, I'm sure.
Culture, but it's a shock to your system when it first starts again, and... You know, you got to kind of get back into the routine.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the hassles with the way we do education, with that summer break that we have. It's not just the students that have to kind of get used to a new routine once again for the school year, but the teachers and the associated staff. And, you know, it changes a lot of lives all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It can be a little stressful.
Oh, I'm sure.
And if you're dealing with kids, well, the stress just gets magnified.
Especially if they're a little more rowdier than others, you know.
You never know what you're going
to get. It's hard to handle.
Yeah, sometimes you just wonder how fair that is.
Yeah.
Because, when you were in school, remember growing up, especially elementary school, before you started going classroom to classroom, when you just had a teacher.
The one room you stay in.
That's right. Remember when you just had one teacher? It was a big deal. Like when you're in second or third grade and all of a sudden, because we always knew at the end of the school year who we were going to have next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd let us know. I don't know how they did it. I think they just kind of drew lots in the back room or played cards for it or something. Who gets this kid, you know?
Right.
Who gets stuck with this guy, you know? But all of a sudden, we'd find out, and then it was this big deal. And we always knew ahead of time. We kind of know what we're getting because the teachers kind of have a reputation, you know? I mean, we the kids talk, and you kind of know, you know, you have an idea maybe who you'd like to have and who you wouldn't want to have and whatever. Maybe one teacher's nice and the other teacher's a little stricter.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of have this idea. Sometimes the teachers don't necessarily always get that same, you know, advantage.
I don't want this child.
I don't want that kid. Out with him.
Yeah.
No interest.
Give him the other one.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. They don't have sometimes that same leeway that we had. But I can remember my third and fourth grade. In fact, my second and third grade years, I had the same teacher 2 years in a row. I had Miss Meyer, both second grade and again third grade. And then when I got into junior high, we had kind of a homeroom situation where we had one teacher for like half the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half of the day, this would have been fifth and sixth grade. That's because we had two different buildings that we'd have to go to because we had a shared time program. I went to the Catholic school and we went in the mornings there. And then the afternoons, we went over to this other place. Well, at the other place across the way was part of the the public school system. It was just kind of an annex for us. But I had Miss Wolf. That was her name, Miss Wolf. And I had her both fifth and sixth grade. And you know, Miss Wolf was a nice teacher. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed my time. It was fun. She was a good teacher. She was solid. But there was this other teacher, and I can't remember her name now. But she was across the. It always seemed like there was laughter coming from that classroom.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's right across the hall.
That was the fun room, huh?
Well, that's what we kind of always thought. And then, you know, one day after school, we noticed that I cannot remember her name, but she was across the hallway, and she was out. She was always out doing stuff with the kids. At recess, she wasn't just standing around. She was out playing with the kids and stuff, too. And I noticed, one day, I get a couple of my buddies who were in the other class across the hall, in her class, they said, hey, come on out and be on our team, because we're going to play some softball. Oh, really? Yeah, I like ball. And, okay, how's that going to work? Well, Miss whatever her name is, mm-hmm. she pitches. And we just thought that was the coolest thing, because she'd come play with us.
Right.
You know, she'd play ball with us stuff. So, but not my teacher didn't do that. So we always kind of felt like we were missing out a little bit.
You got gypped a little bit. Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, like I said, nothing wrong with Miss Wolf. It was mm-hmm. fine. But, you know, I just... When you hear laughter from across the hall all the time,
you want to know what's going on. You want to be part of it.
You get curious.
Yeah.
You kind of like, what are we missing? This isn't, I mean, how come we're not laughing like that all the time? So, and you probably had stories like that too, I'm sure. You know, the little things like that that happen throughout school that sometimes you kind of repress them and don't think about them until we start talking about the first day of school again.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, school is back in session for the most part around the area. There are a few school districts who will just be getting back into class this coming week. No matter, be aware of the conditions out there. There are a lot more kids out walking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more foot traffic. And remember, they're kids.
Yeah.
They don't
they're
necessarily.
They're not paying attention always.
No. Just because you paint lines in the street doesn't mean they're going to walk between them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They might pop out from behind a parked car somewhere. Be aware of those kinds of conditions. They might be thinking about homework that they forgot already.
Yeah.
You know, an assignment that they didn't realize they had this early in the school year. Just be careful of those kinds of things. And remember the school bus rules, too. Rules about school buses aren't just for the kids who ride them. They're also for those of us who drive behind them, mm-hmm. try to pass them, and all that other stuff. Make sure you're aware of all those things. And when you see that arm and those flashing lights, stop, be aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recognize what's going on around you, because, boy, that's the last thing you really need is to have anything like that happen, too. So, but have a good start to the school year. Glad it's not us.
Yeah, no
huh?
kidding. Do not miss that.
No, not so much. All right. Well, it's still summer for some of us.
Yeah.
Those kids had to go to school. That's one thing. But it's still summer for some of the rest of us. We're still going to get some enjoyment out of this. And actually, there's plenty of stuff going on around the area
there
here
sure
in the coming
is.
Days.
Let's see. On Sunday, the First United Methodist Church, they're having a third annual block party that's at Cedar Park in Atlantic, which is between 2nd and 3rd Street on Cedar. That's on Sunday, August 19th, and that's from 5 to 7. It is free for all ages, and there'll also be food and games, inflatables, face painting, and more. That's First United Methodist Church, third annual block party at Cedar Park in Atlantic on Sunday, August 19th from 5 to 7. The Exira Lions are having a garden tractor pull that's at the Exira Legion Park on August 19th. Registration is from 10:30 to 11:30, and the pull starts at noon. Hookup fee for pollers is $10, cash payouts for first and second place in each class. Food and drink will be available, and general admission is $5 for kids. I'm sorry, general admission is $5, and kids 12 and under are free. And proceeds will go towards the camera for kids' site, school and community projects, and scholarships. The Cass County Extension is hosting a Preserve the Taste of Summer class. It's a food preservation program that includes both online lessons and hands-on workshops, teaches the most current USDA-approved food preservation recommendations. That's for anyone ages 18 or older. Interested participants will view the web courses as a group at the Extension office, and you'll return at a later date to complete the hands-on workshop as a group. The participants will complete additional method-specific lessons depending on their interests and the hands-on workshop they'd like to participate in. It's $50 for the course per person, and then you'll have also the choice of the corresponding hands-on workshop. All materials are provided for the workshops, and participants will leave with a freshly preserved product to take home. If you do not want to take part of the hands-on workshop, you can participate in the class-only portion, and that's $25. A special pricing is also available for individuals who would like to participate in more than one class and workshop. They'll be scheduled after the completion of the online training. They do need to have a minimum of 5 participants. For more information or to register for the class, or if you just have any questions, you can call the Cass County Extension Office, and that's 243-1132. Again, that's the Preserve the Taste of Summer class. That's coming up on Tuesday, August 21st. You can call the Cass County Extension Office to register at 243-1132. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Atlantic on Thursday, August 23rd. That's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's at the Wesley Heritage House. Audubon County Saddle Club T-Bone Horse Show. It's at the fairgrounds. It's SISCO approved, and that'll be held on Saturday, August 26th, and that starts at 9:30 a.m. The Blue Tones will be performing at the Hitchcock House in Lewis for their Music on the Lawn. That's on Saturday, August 26th, and that is from 2 to 4. And In Case of Rain, it'll be held in the Big Red Barn. That's the Blue Tones performing at the Hitchcock House on August 26th from 2 to 4. Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding a free Mysterious Monarchs program. That's at the main campground at Lake Anita State Park on Friday, August 31st at 4. Discover the monarch butterflies before their journey south, and you will learn how to tag the monarchs. If you'd like a home tagging kit, you must attend and pre-register for the kit by calling 769-2372. And you don't have to be a registered camper to attend this program. As a free Mysterious Monarchs program at the main campground at Lake Anita State Park on August 31st at 4.
Are you sure they're monarchs?
Well, I'm hoping so.
They aren't viceroys.
They're
aren't
viceroys
like
from the picture. Pretty sure they're monarchs.
Pretty sure.
If they're not, I'm sure they'll be able to tell you if they're viceroys or not.
That's the purpose of the program.
Exactly.
So you can identify those types of
yes.
things.
Yes. Let's see. St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita, their chicken dinner will be held on September 9th from 11 to 1 p.m. And they'll be serving Staley's chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, homemade salads and desserts. It's just $8 for adults and then $4 for children 5 through 12. And kids under 4 are free. Carryouts are available from 10:30 to 12:30, and they have delivery to shut-ins only by calling 762-3773. That's all I've got for now.
That's it?
For now.
You have to have more than that.
Well, we've got lots of birthdays to share for
and
later.
We do have an awful lot of that stuff. Yeah, we do. We sure do. Lots of other things going on here around the area, too, that we can tell you about. I tell you what, we'll take a short break, and then we'll tell you more about it right after you listen to this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back with you with more here on our weekend program. Got some other stuff going on here in the area, too. Some of it this weekend, as so we have some things going on here in the area. There's an ice cream social coming up at the St. John's United Church of Christ, a mile south of Lyman. You remember that place, don't you?
I sure do.
Had a good day there, didn't you?
I did. Got married there, grew up there. Yes.
Well, that's more than a good day.
Yeah.
That's coming up this Sunday, actually, August 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. They're going to have homemade ice cream, sandwiches and chips, desserts, drinks, all for a free will offering. St. John's and Faith Lutheran Youth, UFC, United Faith in Christ, is helping to sponsor all that. So, again, that's this Sunday, August 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the St. John's United Church of Christ, a mile south of Lyman. Ice cream social. How do you go wrong with an ice cream social?
And it's homemade.
Oh,
that's
I know.
The key. It's homemade, so it's the good stuff.
Good stuff. Very good stuff. Let's see, also coming up this Sunday, speaking of good stuff, the Shelby Lutheran Church will have a fundraiser this Sunday, August 19th. It's a Staley's Chicken Dinner with all the trimmings. Boy, that's just chicken. Fried chicken just is always good.
This program just always makes me hungry.
I know it does. I should get fat just reading about all this stuff. It also features Orsi's Fresh Baked Bread. This is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Sunday, August 19th, at the Shelby Community Hall in Shelby, Iowa. Adults $9, 10 and under $5. You can get to-go orders as well, and they do offer free delivery for those folks who live in Shelby. Again, that's the Shelby Lutheran Church Staley's Chicken Dinner with all the trimmings and Orsi's Fresh Baked Bread this Sunday, August 19th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shelby Community Hall in Shelby, Iowa. Should be a good time. Why do they always have to put a picture of that fried chicken when they send us this stuff?
Entice you to come on in.
I know, and it works.
Yeah.
It works real well, actually. Coming up on Saturday, August the 25th, the Adair County Chapter of Pheasants Forever will have their annual banquet at the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. Doors will open at 5 o'clock. Dinner is at 7 o'clock, and the prices include $50 if you want membership and dinner. The spouse dinner is $20, and the ringneck dinner is also $20. Now, raffle tickets are being sold for a $600 Shields gift card and a gun raffle. Additional prizes at the banquet will include a 42-inch flat-screen TV. Gee, what would we do with that? Can't imagine. Gift certificates, guns, lots of miscellaneous merchandise. They'll have a live auction and a silent auction. Gary Randall and Ryan DeVault would be the guys to call if you'd like more information or to get those tickets. Again, that's the Adair County Chapter of the Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet, Saturday, August 25th at the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. Doors at 5, dinner 7 o'clock. Those will always be a good time.
Yeah,
lots of good stuff going on there. Also coming up here, not too far down the road. I'm trying to look and get these things in relative order here. Looks like they already are. Also coming up here, not too far down the road here, Elliott will be holding its fall festival, and that'll be August 25th and 26th. That'll be next weekend. The Elliott Business and Betterment Association holding their fall festival event. There'll be all kinds of things in the morning with activities on Saturday. They'll start off with the first responders breakfast at the Elliott Community Building from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then they'll also have the Caleb Dial Memorial Fun Run. That'll start at 7:30 a.m. They'll have a flag-raising ceremony that'll be held at the community building at 8:30 in the morning. The Fall Festival Parade will be held down Main Street at 10 a.m. Now it says ATVs only allowed to pull the floats. So bring your ATVs along.
Yeah,
something a little different there. After the parade, then head on to the Elliott City Park for the Kids Pedal Pull, which starts at 11 a.m. And if you can drive it, you can show it, it says. They have a show and shine event going on, too. That starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. Also at 11 a.m., they'll have dinner served at the park by the Elliott Church of Christ. Homemade pie and ice cream will be served by the Elliott Methodist Church. They'll have old-time kid games, inflatable slide, pony rides, children's carnival games. Those things will all be held at the city park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pop and water will be sold at the park by the Pilot Grove Punchers, and at noon it'll be the classic tractor rodeo, and that'll be on the west side of the park, and that's all going on Saturday. Now Sunday they have some more stuff happening too. Sunday, August 26th, the community church service will be held at the city park. That'll be at 9 a.m. and then after that they'll have fellowship and refreshments served as well. And that's all going on in Elliott as part of the Elliott Business and Betterment Association Fall Festival. So lots of things happening there, and you don't have to be from Elliott to enjoy all of the activities and the fun. And the food.
Yeah.
Always the food. Also coming up on Sunday, August the 26th, as part of the Operation T-Bone festivities in Audubon, the Audubon County Saddle Club will hold its T-Bone Horse Show. And that'll be at the fairgrounds. That's 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday. The horse show getting things underway at the fairgrounds, and that's back behind the Agri Hall. It's where the horse ring is. They always have an active horse events. I know during the county fair, they have a lot of horse entries there. Yeah, they have a very active horse section there. So, should be a lot of fun there. 9:30 a.m. Sunday, August 26th. That's next weekend, the Audubon County Saddle Club's T-Bone Horse Show at the fairgrounds. And again, they hope to have another good crowd for that event. Have a few other things coming up here a little further down the road that we should cue you in on, too. The folks at the Danish Windmill will be sponsoring a free family concert coming up on Wednesday, September the 12th, and that'll be from 7 to 7:30 p.m. It's 4 shillings short.
It's kind of hard to say fast, I bet.
4 shillings short. They're just a little short of a, I guess, I don't know.
Shilling?
Whatever. A dollar. I don't know. 4 shillings short. They play a fantastic collection of world instruments. They say they play the North Indian sitar, the hammered dulcimer, the mandolins, Renaissance woodwinds. Wow, all kinds of things. Recorders, tin whistles, banjo, percussion, all kinds of things.
Jeez.
They have a different sound to them. So if you're looking for something a little different, which is why they call it 4 shillings short, then Wednesday, September the 12th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Danish Windmill. That might be for you. So, again, it's a free family concert. If you'd like to know more, check them out on the web, www.danishwindmill.com, and you can see more about those activities going on. Also in Elkhorn, they're going to have the third annual Run for the Fallen, which will be going on at the Exira EHK track in Elkhorn, and that'll be on Saturday, September 15th. Now, it costs nothing to participate. All they ask is that you come out and show your support for the members of the armed services. A ceremony starts at 5 p.m. They'll start registration at 4 o'clock. That's Saturday, September 15th at the Exira EHK track. And if you'd like more information, Teresa Jarvis or Laura Smith would be the ones to contact. Anyone who would like to donate to help cover some of the costs of that event can make out those donations to the Elkhorn, Iowa Run for the Fallen Incorporated, P.O. Box 77 in Elkhorn, 51531. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, September 15th at the Exira EHK track in Elkhorn. Also, if you like music, Simon Estes is going to be having a concert in Audubon coming up on Sunday, September the 30th. It's still a little ways away yet. Tickets for that are $20 or for adults or $10 for high school and younger. This Simon Estes concert will be at the Audubon High School Gymnasium. It gets underway at 4 o'clock in the evening, which is actually kind of a neat time because, you know, it's a Saturday, so you're not, or Sunday rather, so you're not working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and usually Sunday you're thinking, well, you know, I'd kind of like to kind of relax a little bit before I go to bed and get ready for my work week again. But a 4 o'clock concert like that gives you an opportunity to go to the concert first and then maybe go out and have dinner afterward too.
Perfect. Yeah.
So yeah. And still get home at a reasonable hour. So there are general admission concert tickets that are available. Again, $20 for adults, high school and younger, $10. So all tickets are general admission. And the doors will open at 3:15 on the day of the performance. If you need tickets, we still have them, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, you can always get your tickets here. There are several locations where you can get those. People that you can contact, Linda Bloom, Jane Weber, Julie Olson would be folks that you can contact about tickets. We have some here if you'd like to. And we've had people already stop by and pick up tickets. We've had them for a while now, and you still have more time. So if you'd like to grab those tickets to the Simon Estes concert on Sunday, September 30th at 4 o'clock at the Audubon High School Gymnasium, you can get them here. Just stop by KJAN. See Stacy.
She's
got plenty of them. All right, very good. All that taken care of. Now, we've got to get to birthdays because I know you got a boatload of them.
I do. All right, over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Joanne Bobbenmoyer on the 21st of August. And over at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Lester Winiger on the 22nd. And also happy birthday to Helen Jensen on August 24th. So happy birthday to those folks there. We have a birthday open house that will honor Liddell Hansen of Manila, celebrating her 80th birthday with an open house on Sunday, August 19th from 2 to 4. That's at the Manila Shelter House in Schramm Park. Friends and relatives are invited to attend. You can also send her a card to 592 9th Street, Box 362, Manila, Iowa 51454. And they're asking for no gifts, please. So happy birthday to Liddell Hansen of Manila, celebrating her 80th birthday with an open house on Sunday, August 19th from 2 to 4 at the Manila Shelter House in Schramm Park. Happy 90th birthday to Agnes Zimmerlein. You can send her a card to wish her happy birthday to P.O. Box 255 in Adair, Iowa, 50002. And it's happy 90th birthday to Agnes Zimmerlein. You can send her a card to P.O. Box 255, Adair, Iowa, 50002. Irene Riddle of Anita is celebrating her 90th birthday on August 28th. If you'd like to send her a card, you can send that to her at 2760 340th Street in Anita, Iowa, 50020. She would like to hear from you. So I wish happy birthday, happy 90th birthday to Irene Riddle of Anita with her 90th birthday on August 28th. I'm sorry. Cards can be sent to her at 2760 340th Street in Anita, 50020. 80th birthday open house for Frank McMullen. He'll be celebrating his 80th birthday at the Messina Legion building on August 26th from 2 to 4. They're asking for no gifts, please, and your presence is his gift. So happy birthday to Frank McMullen, celebrating his 80th birthday at the Messina Legion building on August 26th from 2 to 4. The family of Larry Erickson has requested a card shower in her honor for her 90th birthday on September 5th. You can send a card to her at 71384 680th Street in Cumberland, 50843. That's happy 90th birthday to Larry Erickson, celebrating her 90th birthday on September 5th. Her address is 71384 680th Street in Cumberland, 50843. Our last birthday, happy birthday to Norma Shields. They're requesting a card shower in her honor for her 90th birthday on August 23rd. If you'd like to send her a card, you can send that to Norma at the Corning Nursing and Rehab, 1614 Northgate Drive in Corning, 50841. So happy birthday to Norma Shields. They're requesting a card shower in her honor to celebrate her 90th birthday on August 23rd. And again, her address is at the Corning Nursing and Rehab, 1614 Northgate Drive in Corning, Iowa, 50841.
Very good. I just have one anniversary to share with you here this time around, too. It's a 40th wedding anniversary wish to Robert and Linda Kreimeyer. They'll be celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary August 25th at the Adair Community Center from 2 to 4 p.m. So residents, friends, relatives, all that from the community invited to celebrate, enjoy some cake, and punch with the family. So congratulations again to Robert and Linda Kreimeyer of... they're from the Adair area. They'll be celebrating August 25th again at the Adair Community Center from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. That's coming up next Saturday. So hope they have a good day with family and friends.
Yeah.
I have no babies to tell you about.
No babies.
None whatsoever. Okay. Well, we tried anyway.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's really about all
Yeah,
that's about all the time we have and about everything we had prepared for you here this week. And so, as always, we do appreciate you spending a little bit of that time with us. And again, that reminder, too, that kids are back out, running around, heading to school, both in the morning and in the late afternoon hours, coming back home again. So if you're out and about, make sure you pay attention. You know, you're not supposed to be texting anyway.
Exactly.
But when you start getting all those other distractions and things in cars, and remember, the kids might be walking and texting or something, too. So,
they'll be a little distracted themselves.
Yeah, be aware of all those kinds of things so we don't have those unfortunate accidents that occur. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Lunfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.